The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I hear the thunder. I feel the wind. I see the clouds. Those are facts. That's knowledge. I have the understanding to know it's about to storm. Now, here's the question. Do I have the sense to go inside, or am I going to stand outside and get hit by lightning? And that's what people do when they don't have wisdom.
Randy Robison explains how you can upgrade every area of your life by taking steps that are simple, proven, and straight from the Bible. Next on Life Today.
Well, Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. We have our son, Randy, with us, and there was a time when we could just talk about Randy and tell you some things about him. You know, he's got four children, and now they're all married, and he has a grandson. But now we don't really have to tell you about him because he sits here with Sheila Walsh, and he does really an interview every day, too, online. But he does have something new that just surprised us. Randy's always been able to read very fast. He's also able to write. And he likes it. I believe he has a great gift to do it. But he just wrote this book, Upgrade. He calls it devotional. You could call it that, but it's even more than a devotion. It's kind of a study guide. And it takes Proverbs. Now, Randy told me this. He said, basically, you know, kind of Proverbs is all over the place. You kind of go here, find these different great points about particular topics or subjects or issues. But he said, what I was able to do was to kind of break it down into seven pretty clear, distinct parts. And so I wanted to show people seven moves in 7 weeks. I bet he probably wouldn't mind if you took the seven moves in 7 days, if you want to really get in and read. But what he's saying, let me take you on a journey here. And I have an idea you'll be going all over Proverbs too, just kind of looking around and seeing what's around these other verses there that he's pulled from it to keep them in these topics. But he says to a better life, that would be a God-led life, in my opinion. Would I be right about that, Randy?
It is. And, you know, the reality is that I was just reading through Proverbs one day, as, you know, we grow up doing, and we think, well, we should do this. And it had been a while. And I hit a verse, and I went, oh, man, my kids need to know this. And then I hit another verse, and I went, I should have done more of this in my life. And I started seeing a pattern. It's like, okay, Proverbs we know is the book of wisdom, you know, and we read through it, and some things apply to us at the time we read it, some things don't. But as I started really sitting back and looking at it, I thought, wait a minute, I could have had a much better life in a lot of ways if I just done these simple things. Very simple. And that's why, and so then it started me thinking, well, this could be a book, right? You know, and so I started going through, and I'm like, okay, I could have a better family if I do these things. And I've done a lot of the things in Proverbs that it says. And you go, oh, it also applies to business. I could have a better work life, you know, and that'd be great. And then my words and my actions, and I started really seeing how this is something that not only do I need to hear, but we all need to hear, whether you're a brand new Christian or whether you've been a Christian your whole life. So I just started categorizing. I'm sitting in a coffee shop and just, you know, oh, this verse goes here. Oh, this verse goes under family. This one goes under work. This one goes under my actions and my words. And I really started kind of getting excited again about the truth in Proverbs, because if we apply it, everything gets better in life.
Let me ask you this. If I take the words, the seven that basically, I guess, we could kind of call them categories, thoughts,
yep,
words, yep, and this is like what you say, write, it's all that covering the power of words.
Yes, absolutely.
Their effect. Business, and you talked about how you could be more successful if you knew what God had to say about things that matter in business.
Right.
Friends, how to have the right kind of friends, mm-hmm, how to avoid the kind of friends that might actually be dangerously detrimental,
yep,
even enemies on,
yep,
purpose. Family. Proverbs says a lot about how to have the right kind of family.
Yes.
Works, mm-hmm, the works. Self. So, how about let's park there a minute, self. Self-image.
A better self. Okay, you'll get there. I will say that. But here's the situation. In order to have any of these better things, in order to upgrade them, take them to the next level. It all goes back to where I start, which is right here. This is where the great battle is. And so the first three sections right out of the chute talk about knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And let me give you a little picture, because this has helped me understand why they're different and why they're important. Knowledge is facts. And, you know, I don't have my cell phone on me because we're doing television, but we have more at our fingertips in the way of knowledge than ever before. Yeah. All the wisest men, all the smartest men in the world, Isaac Newton didn't have as much knowledge as, you know, a fifth grader these days if they have a smartphone and the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So knowledge abounds. And Proverbs says knowledge is good. A wise man seeks knowledge. What is knowledge? It's facts. So here's the illustration. You go outside, and there's the wind's picking up, and it's cloudy, and you hear off in the distance thunder. Well, those are facts. Wind, clouds, thunder. Those are facts. That's great. That's good. That's a starting point. Unfortunately, for many people, that's where they stop. Mm. But the Bible tells us that understanding is better, okay? So I feel the wind, I hear the thunder, I see the clouds. I have understanding that it's about to storm. Mm-hmm. And this is so simple that everybody should get it. All you got to do is go online, social media, and read some comments, and you'll understand that we see the same facts. But there's not a lot of understanding in this world. Mm-mm. But the Bible tells us that if we will seek understanding, then we will benefit personally from it. We'll have a better family. We'll have a better self. We'll have a better work life. We'll have better friends. So this is foundational. Of course, that's the bronze and the silver in this race. The gold is wisdom.
And that is understanding.
It's the progression. I see it more as a progression. Not you gather the knowledge, you develop the ability to have the understanding, but the wisdom only comes from God.
And this is where people see things from His point of view.
That's exactly right. You look around. I look at the media and I see a bunch of knowledge, not a lot of understanding.
Sometimes it's a bunch of lies.
Well, yeah, and that's how you interpret the facts, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have the right understanding. But then you look, especially in academia, and you see these really smart people. They have a lot of knowledge. They actually understand how things work. And yet they're fools. They don't have God's wisdom. Mm-hmm. So this is where the journey we should be on in our thought life, because this is where it all starts. And to go back to my illustration, I hear the thunder. I feel the wind. I see the clouds. Those are facts. That's knowledge. I have the understanding to know it's about to storm. Now, here's the question. Do I have the sense to go inside, or am I going to stand outside and get hit by lightning? Mm-hmm. And that's what people do when they don't have wisdom. We stand outside, we're the smartest person on the block, and we get hit by lightning. Mm-hmm. So this is where it has to start. And that's why the book starts there. And when you get that and you get it from God, knowledge, understanding, wisdom all come from God, ultimately. He is our source. Then you can start to apply it on down through your thought life, through your family, through all areas of your life, and you end with a better self.
Well, right. It sounds like, too, the book is full of God, search my heart and know me, that I might have that better life, that I might know, that I might have that knowledge and that understanding, mm-hmm. and that wisdom and that sensitivity that comes only from God.
It does. It all starts there. And can I tell you another one of the points? And I'll just give away the first chapter. I get excited about this because it is something we can do easily. It's not hard. It's just knowing. It's following a very simple map. We just have to follow it. In the section on better thoughts, upgrading your thought life, there's a really important point that we just miss, and it goes against the nature, especially I think for guys, and that is the ability to accept what Proverbs in many translations calls reproof. Well, what is that? It's correction, yes, but it's also responsibility. It's against our nature. I think this goes all the way back to Adam. You know, we're like, God, I mean, it's her fault.
It's your fault. You gave her to me.
Or it's your fault. Right. Yeah. We don't like that. And I get it, because we think, okay, if I get called out in something that I've done and I am wrong in an area, well, man, then I'm going to be ashamed. I'm going to be disliked. And we think that's the case. Proverbs tells us just the opposite. Here's what it says about somebody who cannot accept reproof, who can't take correction and responsibility for their words and actions. It says they're stupid, right? It says that they will be led astray. They're lost. They wander. It says they will live in shame and poverty. Mm-hmm. Now, as we go through life, no matter how old you are, where you're at in life, if someone wants to say, hey, you know what, I believe you need to hear a word of correction and you need to take responsibility for this. We need to hear that. If our thoughts are in line with the Word of God, we need to hear that as, you know what, I want you to not be stupid. I want you to not be lost. And I don't want you to live in shame and poverty. Because if I said that to you, you'd be like, I agree with you. But yet we want to kind of buck against that and say, no, it wasn't me. You know, not mine. The flip side of that, Proverbs tells us, is that if you can accept reproof, right, take correction, take responsibility, learn from it, you will be on the path to life. You will be honored, the exact opposite of what you think will be happening if you admit you're wrong. Mm-hmm. The Bible says you will be honored, and it says you will dwell in wise counsel. You will be at home with the wise. You will be kind of wise. Once we understand that this is the choice, stupidity, being lost, shame and poverty, right, versus path to life, honor, being counted as wise, that's the choice when someone speaks that word of correction and we have to take responsibility for our words and actions. It's an easy choice at that point because we accept it. We're eager to hear from other people who are calling us out because it makes us better and it puts us in a great position. That's just some of the wisdom that I'm looking at going, man, this is how I make my life better, and this is how anybody, you can make your life better. You can upgrade in every area when you start with the thoughts and the truth that's in Proverbs.
Well, I thought it was really funny in a way that you started out thinking, boy, looking into this, started out thinking, well, I want my kids to know this. And then God, before you knew it, God had turned it around and said, I want you to know this. And so that's usually the way when we go to God's Word. You know, we can read a scripture over and over and over again, but there's a time appointed by God that when we go to that same scripture, mm-hmm. it touches our hearts for that moment.
That's so much what I see in Proverbs. And really, I wasn't looking for a verse for my kids. It's just that I read one of these Proverbs, and that's where one of my sons was at the time, and so mm-hmm. I thought about him. But then I read another one, and it's like, oh, well, that's where I'm at. And that's why I think Proverbs is so treasured among those who truly love the Lord and love the Scripture, is because you can go back and read it over and over, and something's going to speak to you right now, right where you're at.
Moment.
You know, you use the term stupid when you look out at
Bible uses activity.
So the Bible uses it. That's right. The Bible uses it, so it must be appropriate that when people don't take reproof, they don't accept responsibility, stupid, and then the consequences. When I look out today, because I kind of look out, it's like I see the fields white under harvest. I see opportunities. I see sheep scattered and don't have a shepherd. I see people needing guidance, and they need shelter, and they need protection. They need boundaries, all these things. And I see people casting all that aside. So it's pure foolishness. It's the exact opposite of wisdom. What do you think when you look at people today that are expecting somebody to take care of them? And now they become dependent upon some form, like in the Old Testament, they depended on Pharaoh rather than God. And then they'd depend on a king or depend on somebody, some judge that might not have been worth a judge at all, just like a lot of judges we've had and maybe still have. The point is, if a person will not be responsible, will not take reproof, they're going to prove to be stupid. They're not going to have a good life. And if people adjust to accepting their stupidity and their refusal to be accountable or responsible or reproved, the whole the whole society, the whole country is pulled down by the weight of that foolishness, right? So what flips the cycle? What turns it? In other words, I guess I want to think somebody could look at this and go through it and begin to see that, your children have got to be accountable and responsible. Mm-hmm. You don't just throw money at every habit or desire they have. You don't do that. And yet we're expecting the most powerful force on the planet, economically and from a power point of view, and a point of view of doing good to protect and benefit the people, feeding the problem of foolishness and stupidity and no accountability and no responsibility. Does Proverbs, and if people read this, can they see some of the things that your dad's concerned about? As I look out with a broken heart at all the sheep scattered, wandering about, they don't have green pasture, they're looking for Pharaoh to take care of them. That bothers your dad. Can you tell that?
And I get it. And you know what? It's because you care.
Absolutely.
Right.
God wants the best for everybody.
He does.
I've got His heart. I want the best for you. And that's what you're writing about. That's what Proverbs is about.
It is. Think of it this way. Context that we hear the term upgrade is when you fly, right? Have you ever flown on an airliner at the very back next to the toilet?
Probably by trying not to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, out of wisdom.
It's loud on certain, depends on the airline, the jet, but on some of them, they're loud. I mean, we rode on one together.
And sometimes the engines are right there beside
you.
We
did that together in Romania. It's been a long time ago. We rode on a really old plane in Romania.
We marched into hell for a heavenly cause lots of times.
We were in the back of that plane. And you had to yell at each other, okay? It was, and if you're riding next to the restroom in the back, it tends to be bumpy, which I hate. Okay, you know this. I wrote a whole book about that, but that's a different thing. If someone said to you, "Hey, you're in the back, you're in the end of the plane, you want to go to first class?" You'd be like, "Well, see you, friends." we'll all get to the same place at the same time because we're all in this together. But there's a huge difference between riding in the back near the restroom and riding in first class, where there's someone asking you every 10 minutes.
And you get off quicker.
So this is what Proverbs does. I mean, we're all going through life, one way or another. The question is, do you want to go through where it stinks and it's rough and it doesn't sound, it's loud, it's uncomfortable, or do you want to go in style? That's what the scriptures do. You can go in style. You can have a great family. You can enjoy your work. You can be fruitful and profitable. You can even,
go first class.
You can go first class.
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut to the chase. You can actually go better than first class.
That's right.
You could go in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, the all-loving, all-giving, all-guiding source of wisdom. I mean, you could actually ride in His presence. That's the highest class you can go and be directed by. He wants to direct our steps of righteousness, and that benefits us. It blesses us. It blesses everybody we care about. And when you love God and you love your neighbor, it's amazing what'll happen. That's what you're trying to help people move into the steps up toward what God wants for you, which this Father wants the best and can deliver it.
Absolutely. And this is very personal. It's very simple. Here are some simple truths that you can implement in your life, and it'll just be better.
Yeah. Well, Randy, you've been all over the world. In Romania, your mother saw us walk into what appeared to be the next revolution and crying on the balcony saying, "We're going to be gone." So you've gone all over the world. You've watched how God's people put God's arms around the most desperate, most forsaken, most overlooked people on the planet and totally change everything for them, haven't you? Anything more exciting than giving water to people that never had clean water?
That's the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, helping people the way we help people.
All right, let's just look in right now and let God talk to you with what you see and then do what He wants to do by allowing Him to do it through you. Watch.
Village life might look primitive to the outside world, but to these villagers, the use of ox-drawn carts has been a way of life for centuries. Seeing content babies swaying quietly in a cool breeze paints a picture of what one might call a calm and peaceful existence. But there's an unsettling dimension to their lives that is dark and ominous. It's as if literally looking into the face of death. What is it they see? Water. It's what they don't see in this water that produces death. It's the unseen parasites and waterborne organisms that will attack the body and, if untreated, can cause death within 3 to 5 days. The ravages of a waterborne disease in a young child's vital organs are excruciating, as this grandmother knows all too well.
I get the something I go from type of boy, or type from I got boy, what boy are you, but virgin, no, chew the clone bed, my tie, ham, da, roach.
Facing the reality of losing a child because a mother or grandmother does not have safe water to give them is unthinkable for most of us. Let's be the ones to make a difference for these precious mothers and help them see life. Not death.
If we'd been able to walk in with a perfect cure for the COVID virus, would that not have been welcomed? Would it not have been received all over the world with gratitude? Well, Betty, we have the perfect cure.
Yeah.
A cure for cancer could have cured our daughter. There's not a viewer watching that, if they knew they had it, wouldn't have brought it and offered it to us. Well, we have the perfect cure, and what is it?
It's clean water. It's the water wells. My heart really went out to that grandmother, because even though she's a grandmother now, she still has the heart of a mother that would do anything for their precious little one to keep them alive. I believe she knew that that water was going to hurt her little granddaughter, but she still had to have the water. Doesn't your heart get touched when you hear a testimony like that? Of a brokenness, that she could do nothing. Well, we have the cure for these precious little ones, and they shouldn't have to drink this dirty, contaminated water. We can help them, and I hope you will.
Betty, I'm believing with all my heart you're going to. Let me just say to you right now, if you'd just go get a bank card and use it like a check, or if you want to write a check, make the check to Life, but here's what I'm asking you to do. Dial that number, or go online and take that card and say, I can drill a well. They're $4,800. And I'm going to take joy in doing it. It'll be a miracle for a village and answer the prayers of a lot of parents, a lot of mothers and grandmothers. Please do it. Many of you say, James, I wish I could. I can't. Well, maybe give part of a well, $1,200 or $2,400. Play another person joins you, or two more join you. We'll have a well. Most of the money comes from people who will give $144 and give water for 30 people the rest of their life. That's basically how it breaks out. $48. Boy, think about this. 10 people water the rest of their life. Where could you make a better investment? Get your bank card, go online, call the number. If you're mailing a gift, tell us what you're putting in the mail. You're going to be greatly blessed by what Randy wrote, basically breaking down Proverbs in simple 7 great steps. Here is Living Amazed, republished, with a full table of contents telling you what's in every chapter about the miracle encounters Living Amazed enabled me to experience and watch others. It's going to inspire you. We want to bless you. You're going to become the miracle of all miracles for many, many people. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for making that gift.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you James Robison's book, Living Amazed. Full of inspirational true stories, you'll learn how divine encounters can change your life. In addition, you'll also receive Randy Robison's brand new devotional, Upgrade, 7 Moves in 7 Weeks to a Better Life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Thin Line Bible with easy-to-read large print. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Many of these precious children behind me have lost siblings, playmates, to waterborne illnesses. We can stop that cycle of death. It's as simple as giving them a cup of clean drinking water. You know, each water well will serve about an average of 1,000 people. Look at all these kids behind me, man. We can reach into areas, this area and so many more just like it, and save thousands of lives just by giving them clean drinking water. I pray you'll do what you can right now. Go to the phone, go online, make the best gift you can. And when you do, know that you will be saving precious lives all around the world with water for life.
You know, Betty and I not only pray for God to meet the needs that we talk about, but we thank Him because we believe He is. And just thank you for loving the overlooked, the too often forgotten, the least of these. We want to send you Randy's book. I'm thankful for the amazing gift. And we're sending you the book, Living Amazed, and we put a table of contents that talks about all the different individuals, people, and events you'll know, and watch how God just moved in and glory came down, and I have lived amazed. Mm-hmm. And Randy's lived amazed right along with us. And we praise God for he and Sheila hosting Life Today, and thank mm-hmm. you for your kindness and encouragement to them. And we thank you so much for helping share life all over the world. Randy, thanks for being with us today. Thanks for what you and Sheila do. You know, you're really a tremendous blessing to a lot of people.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're sure welcome. Thank you for what you do. You are a blessing. God bless you.
When I get knocked down, when I feel like I'm losing, I've learned I'm going to take it to Christ and I'm going to tell Him.
Rosie Rivera, next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.